A new documentary follows a group of Japanese Packers superfans as they make a trek across the world to see the green and gold in action at Lambeau Field. Here's what their enthusiasm sounds like.
Go Pack, go!
Go Pack, go!
I love Packers.
Packers number one.
I love Packers.
Yeah! 18!
The film shows how an NFL team thousands of miles away across more than a dozen time zones won the hearts of people in Japan.
The fan group is called Japanese Packers Cheering Team. They made the trip from Tokyo to Titletown in 2017 after a chance run-in with Wisconsin native Ty Morse.
And Ty Morse joins us now. He is a film producer and subject of the new documentary No Packers, No Life. It's showing on October 15th at Marcus Cinemas in Waukesha, and the film's director, Craig Benzine, is here as well. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Ty, let's start with you. Can you put into words how much love there is for the Packers in Japan?
That's hard to do. It took us 7 years to even fit it into a documentary. it's immense. It's as vast as the Pacific Ocean. These people love the Packers. So I think the love is still growing. It's just, you know, there's such a deep passion, and culturally, they hold so much in all the time in their society. So it's just a massive outpouring of passion that, you know, comes in a very unique way. It's very unique because of the culture, how much it comes flowing out at one time.
Why do you think the spirit is so infectious and just so that really translates to people in Japan?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. I think one, you know, the Green Bay Packers are a special team, so that creates a special allegiance because they're the team of the people. They're owned by the people. And that's very, very unique. And I think the Japanese have seen this uniqueness and they love that concept. But also, you know, the people of Wisconsin are very passionate and loving. And, you know, they saw on TV, watching TV from Japan, wow, this team's owned by the people. These people just have their own passion that's infectious in Wisconsin. And that translated to, you know, an opening for these people in Japan to, you know, build this desire to become a part of something like that. Mm-hmm. And through their connection with the team and the people, they started just letting their passion fly.
And Craig, you went to Japan and met members of the Japanese Packers cheering team. What surprised you most about meeting these Packers super fans in person?
Well, I mean, obviously the level of excitement they have about the Packers was surprising. The fact that we met at a viewing party, that they have viewing parties of previous games, and the party felt at once like more intense and more... They were more excited than most parties I would go to here around a game in Wisconsin. But also the fact that it was a pre-recorded game. It was a game that they had already seen.
They knew the outcome.
they knew the outcome, but they reacted as if they didn't. And they were wearing, like, there were Packer shoes. There was one of them had a Packer phone and Packer artwork all over his phone. Cheese charm on one of their glasses.
Yes, yes. Ty, you mentioned this emphasis on culture in the film, and several members of the Japanese cheering team said that Packers fandom is really a way to express affection and spend time together. And I want to take a listen to this husband and wife in the doc who've really bonded over the Packers.
We went to the American football game in Japan as a first date.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow. It's the first date.
And you didn't know football at the time?
No, not at all. I didn't know the rule. Yeah. But he taught me very kindly. And he explained a lot.
Ty, how do the Packers bind people together and in relationships? What can you tell us about this couple?
Well, the couple's absolutely amazing. And I think, you know, everybody in a relationship has a story of how they come together. And I think that their story focusing around Packer football is beautiful. And I don't think that, you know, obviously this can happen around anything. But there again, there's something unique and special about the Packers being, you know, this super small market team in the middle of America, owned by the people. I think it's you know, charming was something, a word that they would use, our best translation, charming. And that, you know, things like that that are charming, you know, they tend to bleed into our lives in wonderful ways. And so it's not, I'm not surprised that, you know, something like this magical moment for these people meeting could happen around a magical team that has a magical story with, you know, a magical fan base.
We're talking about this documentary following Packers superfans as they travel to Green Bay. Craig Benzine is director of the documentary No Packers, No Life. Ty Morse is here, a film producer and a subject of the film. So, Ty, in 2017, you invite 24 Japanese Packer fans to come to visit Green Bay, attend a game at Lambeau. When did it feel real that you are going to be able to pull this off, that it was really happening?
To be honest, it did not feel real until they arrived at Austin Straubel Airport in Green Bay. It was, the entire experience was so surreal. Pulling it together was so surreal. Even the communication, I mean, the Japanese are so detailed. They're so organized. They want to know exactly what's going on. You know, there were so many moments where they're like, why is this all happening? And you know, are we going to land and actually be able to attend this game? And will we actually have places to stay? So when they finally arrived and then they saw, wow, everything was, you know, taken care of, that was literally the first moment for me that, wow, this is all happening.
One of my favorite parts of the film is them experiencing life in Green Bay, the farmer's market, and then the Zippin' Pippin' wooden roller coaster. Can you talk about the other things they did during their time here and how you shot that?
Yeah, I mean, we did so much and so, I mean, you see in the film, I mean, we had a house party, Wisconsin style, shot ski and all, right? There was a
more than one,
bonfire.
More than one house party. Let's be honest, more than one.
Yeah, more than one house party. We had bonfire outside. It's fall. I mean, that's what we do in Wisconsin. You get around a bonfire and you drink some beer. You know, one of the judges in Green Bay actually had a Super Bowl ring. And we had a connection to him. And so we brought them to the courthouse and they got to see his Super Bowl ring. But they also got to, they were staying at homes. So they were staying with, you know, my childhood friends, the Grant family and the Demerit family. They were staying in these homes. So not only did we have these experiences that we were bringing them around to, but they were invited into the home, which is not normal in Japan. You don't go to people's homes often. It's a very, very occasional experience. The homes are small, you know, home life is very private. So I think that homestay component of hanging out at these homes, having meals with people, having a beer sitting across the table in somebody's, you know, kitchen or living room, that was a huge part of, you know, the bonding experience as well.
What will it feel like for you to see it on the big screen, Craig, and see all this work culminate?
Oh my gosh. I'm on the one hand, I'm nervous. And on the other hand, I'm very excited to finally, you know, show it to just a general audience. It's something I've been sitting on, for many years now, kind of slowly piecing together. It's sort of like I've been holding my breath for like 7 years and now I can finally breathe. That's how it feels.
Well, Ty and Craig, thank you for the documentary. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
And that is Ty Morris of Cedarburg, a film producer and subject of the documentary No Packers, No Life. And Craig Benzine of Madison is the film's director. The documentary will premiere 1 week from today on October 15th at Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha. Have you met a Packers superfan in another country? How did you recognize your common bond over the pack? Were you both wearing jerseys? Talk about sports fans across the miles. Email Wisconsin Today at WPR.org. That's Wisconsin Today at WPR.org.